Hello, folks, and welcome back here to Wimberley Texans Stadium. Wimberley Texans, the victors tonight, come out on top over the Fredericksburg Billies, 35-14. A lot of offense in the game. The Tigers defense played very well there through the first three quarters, and there toward the end, you can tell they were doing a lot of substitution, a lot of the other kids play, gave up some of the yardage, allowed the Billies to score there late in the game. And good for the Billies for that, I suppose, giving a little moral victory there. Your thoughts?
Well, as you said, offensively they were precise. They were able to overcome some long negative loss plays on penalties and whatnot, and still drive the length of the football field. They had great field possession early, which certainly made a difference. And then, of course, coming back from the half and returning a kickoff 90-plus yards for 6 points was quite a momentum grabber for the Texans. But more importantly, on defense, they were stifling. They were hitting all of those gaps and had an answer for both quarterback and, the running back, Paco Martinez, was able to get loose a little bit. But even still, they contained him pretty well, too. I'm sure that the Wimberley Texans coaches we'll probably talk about getting sloppy there a little bit at the end, but as you say, making substitutions and whatnot, a nice ball game for the Wimberley Texans tonight. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, one name we didn't call much tonight, and I'm a little surprised by, is Dennis Smith. Again, we did see him in the warm-ups. He suited up again tonight, played a few downs last week, but he didn't have a whole lot of action tonight, or if he did, we didn't call his name too many times.
Right.
So.
Well,
anyway,
they did a nice job there on the line of scrimmage, and so a little difficult in some cases to see the numbers, but absolutely a quality football game by the Texans.
That's right. Well, we're going to be back here in a little bit to recap the game, try to get some updates on some of the scores, some of the area scores, some of the district scores if we can get them. They're sometimes not always that easy to obtain. But we'll be back with more of our post-game show here in a little bit. You're listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Wimberley Texans Stadium. The Texans victorious again tonight, 35-14 over the Fredericksburg Billies. Billies did bring a lot of fight tonight, though, especially there in the second half. There wasn't any give up into them, so that's for certain. I'm going to try to go through some of the highlights and recap the game. On the Billies won the toss at the open of the game, elected to receive, and the Texans kicked off to them. They promptly held them to four and out and took over at the ball on the Billy's 48-yard line. After a couple plays later, Blakemore rolled out to the right and hit Lambert on a kind of a back-across-the-middle pattern. And Lambert, it was a very beautiful play, and Lambert made it into the end zone. Of course, Alberto Avila added the extra point and made it 7-0 there with 6:48 left to play in the first quarter. Second possession that the Texans had, again, they took the ball with 3:45 to go in the first quarter, had the ball on their own 45-yard line, drove the ball down the field, covered 55 yards, and it was capped off by a pass from Lambert to Alana. It was with 36 seconds left to play. And again, Albertana was good on the extra point. The next possession by the Texans in the second quarter, 10-11, Lambert rolled out to the right, threw the ball down the field. It was tipped at the line of scrimmage, and it was intercepted by Beard. And that put the first score on the board for the Billies. In the fourth possession, second quarter, 9:25 at the 22-yard line, the Texans took over. Trinity Wilson made a long run around the left side. And from at 4:20, punched it into the end zone, and it sounded like this. I formation in the back. Blakemore rolls out, hands it off to Trinity Wilson over the left side. Nice block by Blakemore. Touchdown, Texans.
He should be in there. Hit the pylon. And so
again, good with the extra point. And at that point, the score was 21-7, but the Texans weren't through yet. They had another possession in the second half at 2:45. They had the ball on the Billy's own 42-yard line. Lambert made a beautiful run all the way down to the 5-yard line, but then he dropped, fumbled the ball, and the Billy's took over there, and that's the way the first half ended. And then the second half, the Texans were set up to receive the ball. A nice kickoff by the Billy's. Burchell took it, went down the side, and it sounded like this. One man to beat. He's at the 30, the 20, trying hard to get. He's at the 5. Touchdown. What a way to start the second half. And that made it 28-7 at that point. The next possession, the Texans couldn't get anything going in the third quarter. But then with 1:20 left to go in the third quarter, Trinity Wilson went around the right side for 55 yards. Sounded like this. He's at the 10-yard line. He got a blocker out in front. Touchdown, Texans.
Nice downfield blocking there.
And as we've come to expect, Albertano Avila was again good on the extra point. At that point, it was 35-7, the Texans. The Texans did get the ball one more time and was able to drive the ball down to about the 19-yard line. They kind of stalled out there. Albertano was lined up on the field to kick an extra point. And Reed Jones, the holder, picked up the ball, tried to run around the right side on a fake field goal to pick up the first down, but the Billies had nothing to do. The Billies took the ball over right there. It was about the 22-yard line, and they were able to drive it down the field and score the final points of the game. And that's how we ended up tonight here, 35-14. Great game for the Texans. We'll be back here in a minute with some wrap-up, our final wrap-up. We've got some scores to give you from some of the other area games. And we'll be back here in a little bit. You're listening to Wimberley Texan Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
This Wimberley Texan football game on WimberleyRadio.com is supported by Fancy That Photography with professional location photographer Susie Wiest, specializing in family, graduation, wedding, and event photography for the community of Wimberley and the Texas Hill Country. Available online at FancyThatPhoto.com and by phone at 512-618-8813. Texan football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of Conley Car Wash and Express Lube in San Marcos, offering full-service oil change, vehicle inspections, headlight restoration, and AC services. Details at ConleyCarWash.com or by phone at 512-805-7500. The staff at Conley Car Wash want to wish the Texans a great 2011 football season.
Welcome back for the tail end of our post-game show here at Wimberley Texan Stadium. Again, the Wimberley Texans looked impressive tonight, winning over the Fredericksburg Billies 35-14. Homecoming festivities and all. It was a beautiful night of football again here in the Texas Hill Country. Want to remind everybody again, we've mentioned this several times, but certainly a good cause. The Cypress Creek Cafe in Wimberley is hosting Pink Fest, a benefit concert with 8 bands performing beginning at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Proceeds from ticket sales will be donated to the Austin affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the Cure. For more information, visit CypressCreekCafe.com. And we've got some of the scores from some of the area games. Most of these are final or late in the fourth. Leander over Pflugerville, 34-17. That's a final. Connolly Big over Bastrop, 47-15. They're late in the fourth quarter. The Hutto Hippos victorious over Elgin, 20-14. That's a final. Lake Travis, 62-13 over Rouse in the fourth quarter. Bowie blanking out Austin High, 41-0. That's a final. Westlake, 42-7 over Delville in the fourth. Round Rock, 44-28 over Stony Point. Vandergriff, 28 over Vista Ridge in the third quarter. Liberty Hill, 38-0. That's a final in Llano. LBJ, 26. McCallum, 17 in the fourth. Smithville 21, Giddings 14 in the fourth. That's surprising. We mentioned earlier Giddings is ranked 16th in the state, and so great contest
trouble
there. Yeah, a little trouble there, isn't
Smithville.
It? Taylor 28-13 over Bernie in the fourth. Seguin 20, San Marcos 0 in the fourth. Let's see, Anderson 41, Aiken 6. That's a final. And Dripping Springs 17-0, victorious tonight over Marble Falls.
Hendrickson.
Yeah, it looks like Hendrickson beat Rudder tonight, 25-18. Well, that does it for us here tonight. We're going to put this one to bed. Once again, our final from Wimberley is 35-14. The Texans moved to 7-0 overall and 3-0 in district play. The Billies are now 2-6 and 1-2 in league play. Great job by my co-partner tonight, Dean Erickson. Dean, thank you very much for coming and helping me out tonight.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate the opportunity.
I hope
fun.
I hope Mike doesn't listen to my at least my part of this thing tonight.
You'll appreciate him next week.
I do every week. Trust me.
He's back. So that brings up Navarro for the Texans.
That's right. We will be actually traveling next week. Our next game here for the Wimberley Texans is going to be at Navarro next week, 7:30 p.m. Hope to see you there. A big thank to our producer, engineer, Ryan Shue, and Ben Bethea tonight. Ben, one of our new members here helping us out tonight. Did a fine job helping us out.
Pushing all the right buttons.
All the right buttons. And a final shout-out to our sponsors, Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, Connolly Car Wash, Wimberley Pharmacy, Stevens & Malone LLP, Blanco National Bank, Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, Fancy That Photography, The Mail Stop, and DeMasters Daniel Insurance. I'm Randy Hermes, and again, our final from Wimberley tonight, the Texans defeat the Billies by a score of 35-14. Remember, next week we travel to Navarro. Game time 7:30. We'll be on the air just past 7 o'clock. Hope to see you then. From Wimberley, Texas Stadium, I'm Randy Hermes, along with Dean Erickson. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Listening to Texan football exclusively on WimberleyRadio.com. This has been a production of KDRP Sports. Any rebroadcast or reproduction without the consent of the Principal Broadcasting Foundation is strictly prohibited.